ladies and gentlemen. May I have your attention, please? Good evening.
You're listening to Straight Talk with Dean and Mark. We thank you for tuning in and hope you enjoy another exciting episode of our show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to August and welcome to another episode of Straight Talk with Dean and Mark. It's the six-man Dean Geronimo. I'm in the studio. It's probably about 80 degrees or so up here in New Jersey. But, you know, our prayers go to those who suffered with the tornadoes that touched down here. There's about 8 tornadoes that hit in Jersey last week. So they're still doing the cleanup and trying to make things, you know, get it back to normal. But in the news, man. Two Detroit police officers in hot water after dash cam shows them fleeing. That's what I said. Fleeing a drive-by shooting. All right. Now, two Detroit police officers are under investigation after dash cam video showed them fleeing the scene of a drive-by shooting in progress. The incident occurred on June 30th and was reportedly discovered during a routine viewing of dash camera footage, according to Click on Detroit. When a Detroit police supervisor noticed the faux pas, he went to his higher-ups, who launched an investigation. An unidentified man is walking down the street in the video as a blue car stopped in front of him. Another man stuck his head out of a backseat window and fired at the pedestrian with a semi-automatic rifle. As the blue car pulls off, the officer driving a cruiser cut the assailants off and drove away. Now, DPD interim police chief condemned the officer's behavior. This incident is troubling, and it is unfortunate, and it's not consistent with our training, White said. And it's not consistent with the expectations that are set by myself and my command team. The DPD officers eventually returned to the scene to help the victim, who was shot but survived. What I'm looking to understand is, prior to leaving the scene and providing assistance, what did they think they were doing? He continued. I need to know a lot of things that I don't want to discuss right now, but it has to do with were they secure enough to take immediate action. The officer's reaction didn't sit right with some Detroit police veterans. Yes, you pull your gun. He's shooting at somebody. You pull your gun when you're in fear of your life or someone is in fear of theirs, retired Assistant Police Chief Steve Blunt told Fox 2. I think what is disconcerting for citizens is, and I don't want to generalize, we see a lot of instances where unarmed individuals are given a hard time by the police. Former Detroit Police Chief Ralph Godby noted, and police say they fear for their lives. This was the actual shooting in progress that the officers witnessed, and they did not engage the threat. One of the officers is suspended while the other is on medical leave. The investigation will conclude once the second officer returns from their leave. Now, the gunman and getaway driver, unfortunately, are still on the streets. So I guess that's one of those incidents where it's like, you know what, we're gonna run. We were in fear for our lives, and damn it, we went the other way. So I hate to see what happens to them. Hopefully they'll be relieved of their duties, because when you put that uniform on, you assume the risk. And a lot of times people say, you know, they should be fighting crime. Well, this is one of the instances where actually you're not responding to crime after it's happened. You're there when it's taking place, and you did nothing. So that says a lot about you, your character, and then further drives a divide between law enforcement and the public. Now, in South Jersey, up here where I am, a man said he was attacked by a white security guard with a dog at a Delphia restaurant. Now, to give you a little history, Adelphia restaurant has had more than one run-in with individuals, I would say people of color. So if you're in this area, yeah, they may have some good lamb chops, but they have some horrible service and they treat people less than. So a 26-year-old black man from Burlington City said he was pinned to the ground with a knee in his abdomen by a white security guard who commanded a trained security dog to bite him repeatedly outside a popular Deptford restaurant and nightclub early Thursday morning. Now, the attack, which started as an altercation about the man's baseball cap, is under investigation by Deptford police. Captured in an apparent partial video of the episode, the man, Khalif Hunter, is seen walking away from the unidentified security guard in the parking lot of a Delphia restaurant and events around 1 a.m. That was Thursday. Now, Hunter is then heard calling the guard a racist. At that point, the guard rushes Hunter with the dog in tow, and Hunter grabs at the dog's leash to defend himself. But, Hunter said in an interview Sunday, the video depicts just a fraction of what occurred and doesn't show the guard issuing the dog an order, live bite, several times, as Hunter was already prone and not moving. Also unseen is the dog biting Hunter three times on the lower right calf and once in the inner right thigh, he said. Nor can another security guard, also with a dog of his own, be heard saying that was uncalled for, as Hunter alleged. Neither the owner nor lawyer for Delphia responded to texts and phone calls on Sunday. This will have lingering effects on me, said Hunter, who grew up in Camden and graduated from Rutgers University in 2018. He works for Aviana Healthcare in Trevose, scheduling and opening home healthcare cases. My reasons behind calling the man racist were, if you're already subdued and not on the ground, that should be the end of it, Hunter said. But the man kept yelling, live bite. There had to be another motivated factor, like racism. On Sunday, Tom Gilbert, acting chief of detectives and public information officer for the Gloucester County Prosecutor's Office in Woodbury, said no one had been arrested in the case. He added, the Deptford Police Department handled the initial response that day, and our office will be involved in working with police to collect facts and videos and then see if charges are warranted. He declined to comment further. Now, a person answering the phone at the Deptford Police Department on Sunday afternoon said that no one will be able to discuss the case until Monday. Demonstrators gathered outside of Delphia on Friday and Saturday nights and promised to be there every subsequent weekend telling would-be diners and club revelers about the alleged episode, as well as showing the video. I'm the one bringing protesters in from Camden, said activist Gary Fraser, and I can intensify this situation. And Fraser said he's demanding an apology for the attack from Adelphia, which has so far apologized only to its customers for the presence of demonstrators in a Facebook post. Over the past few days, persons with no connections to Adelphia have tried to disrupt our events and dining experience. We sincerely apologize for any distractions to your Adelphia experience. Meanwhile, Tyrus Ballard, first vice president of the Southern Burlington County chapter of the NAACP, who was also at one of the demonstrations, said he wanted to know, what kind of restaurant has an attack unit with a dog in its parking lot? Connecting the Adelphia episode to the viral video of Edward Cagney Matthews antagonizing black neighbors in Mount Laurel and hurling racial epithets, Ballard lamented that we still have a lot of issues in South Jersey. Hunter said the lawyer for the restaurant told him Adelphia would pay his medical bills. After what happened, Hunter said he told them, that's the least you should offer to do. Now, in 2017, civil rights groups condemned the episode at Adelphia involving a costume at a Halloween party that included a noose, a symbol of intimidation of black Americans, that wound up in a photograph that went viral on social media. It led to a resolution between officials of the Gloucester County NAACP and the restaurant. Reacting to events, Hunter's mother, Tamika Hollywood, who posted the video from an unknown witness on her Facebook page, she wrote, I am in a rage if you know how I feel about my kids. I need a lawyer now. Hunter says he's retained a lawyer. Asked to recount his versions of events, Hunter said the following. He was in Adelphia with two friends early Thursday when an employee asked him to remove his blue and red Boston Red Sox cap. He complied. At some point, Hunter walked outside onto a deck where he put his cap back on. An employee said he should take it off and bring it to the lobby where the cap could be stored. In the lobby, Hunter said he mentioned to an employee that many other men were wearing caps. Soon, an employee asked him to leave. Hunter says he doesn't know why. He agreed to go, but said he had to phone his friends who were farther inside the club. He was their ride, and he wanted them to know he'd be outside. One friend's phone was dead, and Hunter tried dialing the others. Hunter could see his friends from where he was standing in the lobby, but they hadn't noticed him. Fearing that his second friend's phone might also be dead, Hunter didn't want to go until he got the man's attention. But the employee and a colleague told Hunter to get out and began getting handsy, Hunter said. Soon, one of the employees locked him in a wrestling hold, he said, and pushed him outside. The two fell down 4 or 5 stairs. At that point, Hunter said a private security guard employed by Delphi, who was holding the dog on the leash in a Parker lot, yelled, "Bite him, attack." Then the guard jumped on me and put his knee in my abdomen. I was on the ground and the guy was telling the dog, "Live bite." The dog started biting. People broke up the attack, and another security guard said the use of the dog was uncalled for. As Hunter was walking away from the guard who attacked him, he cursed the man, who quickly ran after Hunter with the dog. A second attack ensued. "Had me in a headlock this time," Hunter said, "and I was grabbing the dog's leash to get it up off me. One of Hunter's friends pulled the security guard away." Hunter said he then went home and drove himself to the virtual hospital in Willingboro the next morning. He said he received 3 shots for rabies and tetanus, but did not require stitches. Hunter added that police told him he was considered the victim and that the guard who allegedly attacked him was under investigation. He won't discuss any possible legal action he might take. Hunter added only, "Physically, I'm still in pain from the bites, and my wrist is sprained. Mentally, it's an adjustment you have to make after being attacked like that." And this article is written in the Philadelphia Inquirer by my good friend Melanie Burney. She contributed to this article. So it's a lot that's going on, and people are still feeling brave, stupid, whatever you want to call it. But a security guard really has no authority to do those things. He's lucky that the young man didn't come back and give them some lead jewelry as a consolation prize. But we'll see what happens with that. We'll keep following him. But right now, it's the six-man Dean Geronimo. And I'm in the studio from NJ to NC with my right-hand man, Mark Lee. So, Mark, tell me what's good in your neck of the woods, my brother.
You know, keeping busy as always. Got 1,001 projects going on, but what else is new? You know, I got 1,001 things happening. But that's the norm. I mean, you know, I had to give you a shout-out because, you know, you brought out the magazine. I mean, brought out the month after I brought in the month. So definitely glad to see that happen. And I know that you had a wonderful celebration. I'm sure you and your wife were sitting up there having a glorious time and all of that. So definitely glad to know that you were celebrating. And you know, I had to roll as best as I could last week. You know, you did a lot of music. Might be a lot of music today as well. But like I said, we'll see who pops into the house and everything just because things have been a little bit on the hectic side just in terms of life and all of that. So we're going to see how things rock and roll. But I know starting next week, I've already got some people lined up, and we'll see if anybody rings today. But, you know, it was an interesting experience doing the show solo. It's been a while since I had done that, so I had to get innovative, throw some music in there, throw some conversation in there, throw whatever I could, but we were mixing it up all kinds of ways in order to keep things rocking and rolling, because that's what we do. And you told me, you know, that you had to get out of town, and you had to do some celebrations and some other stuff, so you gave me the heads up, and I ran with the heads up, and we made it do what we do.
Hey, it's nothing wrong with that, man. I got to give a shout-out to my wife, Dr. Diamond. On Saturday, I don't do much on my birthday. I kind of, like, want to relax and sit back, just happy that I was able to wake up. And a friend of one of my lodge brothers called me. He was like, "Hey, man, you want to go get some cigars?" I was like, "All right, cool." You know, we left, went to get some cigars, went and got a little bite to eat. I come back to the house, there's cars all up and down the street. I'm like, wow. Somebody, you know, like,
he threw a party for you.
The hell is going on here? I walk in the backyard and everybody's there. And I'm like, wow. You know, I wasn't expecting it. She got some folks. And then, you know, a couple of my good friends for years, man. Shout out to DJ Casper, who finished a gig down in Maryland and drove to Jersey. and ended up in my backyard as well. So, you know, it was a very nice day, man. So now the last 2 days, well, yesterday was her birthday. So, you know, little get together, some people came over. So now we're taking all the stuff down and taking it apart. And I'm like, man, you know what? This is the last year for manual labor, man. I'm have to hire somebody to pull the stuff down or put this stuff up. So good gracious. So like I've been working nonstop, but I haven't, you know what I mean? So just take it as it comes. But it's been a good weekend, man. It's been a good weekend.
That's good. Have you been catching the Olympics? I've been watching some of the track runs and saw Jamaica do that 1-2-3 race. Saw the young lady from Puerto Rico win. I saw a couple of other things that were going on as well. So I know you're not always the biggest on other sports other than football, but I was wondering if you were catching any of the Olympics. You know, like I said, I'm not saying I watched a lot, but I did see some of the women's volleyball because that can always be fun to watch, particularly that beach volleyball version and everything. And then I definitely even saw some sports that I don't know that much about. Like I was checking out some curling. And I'm sitting there, not curling, water polo. And I'm sitting there going, like, I know nothing about this game, but it does look interesting, and I was interested in checking it out. So definitely that was something else going on. So I don't know if you had a chance to check any of that out or not, or, you know, we're having now, but...
No, I
haven't. The other thing that I know a lot, because I know the other thing people have been really concerned about is the fact that the moratorium is over. So people are wondering about the future of the life now in terms of what folks are going to be able to do and all of that. So that's going to be interesting as well.
It seems like it's been but it's been a big train wreck. They'll give out money on certain things, and then it's like eviction moratorium. Well, you know what? How about forgiving all that stuff for folks, man? We've had a pandemic where, you know, people, even at my job, is like September 7th, everybody has to be back at work. There's no more work from home. There's no more, you know, unless you get diagnosed with the virus, then the protocols come in place where you have to be quarantined and you can't come to work. But I mean, people have dealt with a lot since the beginning of last year. So you can forgive that. I mean, you've forgiven things that don't need to be forgiven. You've given money to places where it should have never gone. So now do it for your own citizens and do the right thing, you know?
Well, I heard rumors that there might be some relief coming in terms of finances, but then other people, like I've been on some websites where they're going like, that's not happening. You can forget it. You are not getting another check. Those checks, that fourth stimulus is not coming. But then I think I read somewhere that there might be a fourth stimulus. I don't know what the heck to believe. So I don't know what you're hearing up there in New Jersey, but there is rumors of a stimulus. I do know something that is not a rumor, which is that it was hot all of last week, but now it's cooled down a little bit, so at least we're having a little bit cooler weather. But I don't know what you're hearing in terms of stimulus or cooler weather, but I do know it got cool there for a second. I mean, hot there for a second last week, and now they're talking about we might get threats of rain about every night and everything, but that's the price you pay in order for the cooler temperatures.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about you know, a stimulus, but what I would say, it would be nice if they just change the tax structure back, because then, you know, if you change it back and then revamp it so that people can take home more from their check instead of it being deducted for taxes and all of this stuff. You want to cut stuff, cut some of the salaries of the people that are sitting on Capitol Hill that, you know, get paid a lot of money. They do have a lot of meetings and stuff to go to. I'm not going to say they don't do nothing, but still, you want to cut, y'all go first. And then I can't fuss if you cut yours first.
Agreed. They need to do something about it. But that's some of the things I've been hearing in the news and all of that. I'm going like, this is just crazy. I don't get it. I don't know what you people are doing. Other than y'all have bumped your heads and y'all need to figure out a way. I do know they had like some, I was watching the news and they showed this infrastructure package, and I thought I was lucky somebody delivering, you know, like an entire case of the encyclopedias like you used to do back, or at least I did when you used to go knock on doors trying to sell them encyclopedias to get funds for college and everything. And all I know is that my man looked like he was about ready to be weighed down by the amount of pages he was bringing into there. I'm like, good grief, what y'all got in that daggone infrastructure bill?
I don't know, but they said it's $1 trillion. So it'd be interesting to see where money's going to get allocated to and for what purpose. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be really interesting and everything. We'll see what happens. We'll see how that goes and everything. So we're going to see how that plays out and what people have to say about that. Yeah, I've just been checking out a lot of different other things going on in the world. Like I said, you know, the international broadcast media is actually carrying the Olympics. We're not carrying everything, but we're doing like a morning wrap-up. We did move our time, so we were doing it at 8:30. Got a couple of young folks, including a volleyball player for Duke that is involved as well. So, and then a young lady from Syria, at least her family is from Syria, and then a gentleman who's originally from Serbia, if I remember correctly, or one of the Eastern European nations, but he's living in Chicago. But he was actually coming to us from Serbia, because for the first several days of that, including today, we were doing it at 8:30, but starting tomorrow, we're going to do it at 2 p.m. so that we can get some of the West Coast people, because I know when I sent out the invitation, they were looking at me like, Mark, you do know that 8:30 is 5:30 in the morning for me, so
yes,
I don't think I'm going to be jumping on that call. So that's when the guy that runs the network, Mr. Valveda, was like, I understand. We will move it to 2 o'clock, which will be like more close to lunch for them and all of that.
Yeah, that's around what, 11 for them.
Yeah, 3 hours for them. So close to lunch.
3 hours behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that might be doable. And I think one of the people might have even been more like in the central, or the one that's right after the central as well. So you know, between an hour to 2 hours behind us. So definitely, maybe we can pull some of them into getting on, because before it was becoming next to impossible.
I can believe it. That's real early to get up to be on the radio, man. Unless you're doing the morning show.
Unless you're doing the morning show.
But dang, can you imagine being on the East Coast doing a morning show for the West Coast?
Wow, yeah.
You actually have it good, because even if the morning show started at 6, we're at 9 o'clock over here.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if it were vice versa, that would be rough. Because if it starts at 6 over here, that's 3 o'clock in the morning over there.
That'd be too rough and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like I said, it's been a little bit too quiet here. I did find out that my nephew, I believe it was the youngest nephew, decided he wanted to beat Superman, so he went and busted his wrist. So that's something we had in the family going on. So I was talking to mom, and his wrist is in a cast that he's got to have on for about 4 weeks, because you know, he decided he wanted to be a little bit too rambunctious as a kid and all of that. So he decided he's going to be super kid.
It happens more so with boys than girls, you know.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
a little, we get a little dangerous sometimes.
No, we get a little too dangerous.
Next thing you know,
a little too dangerous sometimes.
Yeah, hanging on by a piece of skin, trying to figure out, how did this happen? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. Don't know how that happened at all. We were trying to figure it out and trying to figure out what happened and why it happened and things along those lines.
You won't find out till much, much later.
Much later? That's when you'll figure it out?
That's when he'll finally admit the truth.
Yeah, you know that. They will then admit it at that point.
Yeah, that'll be everybody. Some people will be mad. Some people will laugh about it because they'll be like, I had an idea, but I couldn't pinpoint.
Exactly.
Until you verify what my thought was, like, now I'm sitting here trying to figure this out.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. That's when you try to figure out what's going on and how it's going on and what's happening in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. It's just crazy. Yeah, but that's what's happening in this neck of the woods. Like I said, everything's very quiet. I got to get up here, probably get ready to look at the news and see what's happening on the news and all of that. So I'll probably put up some LinkedIn and some New York Times. So I don't know if you want to throw on some music for about 5 or 10 minutes while I do some research and figure out what else we're going to talk about. But like I said, I am not as prepared as I was for my 2-hour marathon that Dean made me do last week and everything. So I'm not as prepared as I was for my 2-hour marathon. So I don't know if you want to throw on some music, and then I'll come back with some new items that I found out from the New York Times or the Washington Post, because I do know where to find the news at and everything. So I don't know if you want to throw on some Ninth Wonder or something along those lines.
Yeah, we'll put on a couple of things. We're going to start off with this Just Let It Fall by Lady Armor. So we'll be back shortly, y'all.
Sounds good.
Well, the big story seems to be masks. I don't know what Dean thinks about masks, but that seems to be what I'm seeing a lot of people are talking about, is a mask and things along those natures, and, of course, what you just mentioned earlier, which is the vaccine mandate. So de Blasio has rejected the indoor mask mandate for vaccinated New Yorkers. So he did urge indoor mask wearing, but said he's worried that a mandate would remove the incentive for vaccination. So some people are definitely looking at that, and they're saying even other large urban areas like Los Angeles County and Washington have instituted broad mask mandates, and definitely it seems like some folks just are wanting to have the whole mask debate. I know that's even been going on here in North Carolina, because we had one group of parents that were like, you know, don't care about our kids. And some of the kids went back to school today with those masks on, and some other parents were like, they better have a mask on, because I don't want them catching nothing and bringing it back here to me or my parents or our aunts and uncles and things of that nature. So it seems like a lot of people are confused about what to do with the mask, just like they're confused about these vaccine mandates, because, you know, definitely there are kind of what you were talking about with your job, vaccine mandates that you have to be vaccinated, and you have to show proof that you've been vaccinated as well. So that seems to be what a lot of people are up in arms about, is what to do with the vaccinations and the mask and all of that. So it'll be interesting to see your thoughts on that, and maybe if any of our listeners have got thoughts on it as well. But that seems to be a lot of the big news, is the fact that a whole lot of folks are still not vaccinated. They've got different reasons for not being vaccinated, and a lot of folks are still upset about the mask. I know you can even go around the stores here, and you'll see folks wearing the mask, and you'll see folks not wearing masks, and all of that. So, you know, it seems like we are a nation divided, not just among Republicans and Democrats and North and South or East and West, but also masked or not masked, vaccinated or non-vaccinated. So we are definitely a nation divided even on this issue as well. What's it looking like up there in New Jersey with the mask?
As far as, I mean, it's starting to, you know, cases are starting to go back up. But my thing is this, it's a choice that, you know, whether you want to be vaccinated or not, when they tell you that your chances of becoming infected are greatly reduced when you do vaccinate, for those that choose not to, you're playing Russian roulette with your life. You know what I mean? I'm not,
exactly.
I don't, honestly, you know, people say, well, it does matter. I said, doesn't matter to me. I got vaccinated. My life matters. I'm not going to worry about everybody else. If somebody goes out there and they don't vaccinate and they get the COVID and they die, hey, man, it's a choice that they make. And that's one of those things where, you know, now everyone wants everyone else to do the same thing, but we can't even treat black folks right.
Right.
You know, we still get treated like second and third class citizens, and then it's like, well, we want you to do this. Well, okay, but now there's something you realize that you can't control that's taking a lot of people out of here. It doesn't matter about race, color, creed, sexual orientation, educational level. It doesn't care about any of that stuff. And it's showing you how the world can change in an instant. And then they said, well, okay, they got some a GOP probe said that it was released in Wuhan, China. But that's what we thought at first anyway. But even still, it doesn't matter where it was released. It's out now and it's killing folks. It's not just killing one race of people. It's killing whoever it can infect. So
exactly.
Now they say, okay, well, we have this vaccine. Well, the FDA didn't approve it. Hell, the FDA didn't approve half the stuff you eat, neither.
Exactly.
You know, people
and you still eating it.
Right, people will kill wildlife, skin it, cook it. Oh, it's a certain way you cook it. They know how to cook it and everything. But it's not USDA approved. You know what I mean? You can't package it up and sell it in a store. You drink stuff. You know, you don't know what's in a lot of stuff you ingest and take. And so now you want to be all scientific now when it comes to a vaccine. Okay, hey, look, if you don't want to take it, don't take it. I'm not going to worry. I'm trying to stay here for another 48 years. You know what I mean?
I know
so,
that's right. See, you want to stick around for a little while. I know that's right.
Right. So
I'm with you on that. Yeah, I'm with you. You know, I'm with you all. Definitely got my vaccination. Definitely got both shots, fully vaccinated. And I want to be around for, you know, I'd like to be around for another 59 years. I know that'd make me 118, but, you know, we might as well set high goals and all of that. You know, the chances of that happening are probably dim to none. But, you know, I want to be coherent while I'm up here doing this and everything. But
right.
Definitely, you know, we have to understand and give folks a chance.
Yeah. And you know, so the vaccines didn't even cost anybody anything. You can go in a Walgreens or a CVS with an appointment and get it, no charge. You know, so
right.
Hey, y'all. You know, you saw people who would not normally be in certain places, i.e., the roughest parts of any city USA in an urban area, and here they are standing in line waiting for a vaccine.
Yep.
So you tell me you got all these people that wouldn't, is a snowball chance in hell you'll ever see them in that area. But now here they are standing there waiting to get vaccinated. You know, some people say, well, it's Tuskegee all over again. Wrong. They had their cure for syphilis. They wanted to see what syphilis did to the body.
Exactly.
Who did they value the least? Black men. They're expendable.
Yep.
So we got stuff to treat them. They could have treated every man that came in there, but they chose not to because they wanted to see what happened to the body as that disease progresses. So this is not that situation. This is totally different.
Yep, that's totally different. It's a totally different idea, totally different thought. Talking about totally different, one of the other stories I saw was Charlottesville, you know, Charlottesville, Virginia, where there was all that stuff about racism and things of that nature. Well,
mm-hmm.
Now they are looking at possibly doing some zoning and some zoning changes. So this is what they're saying will be a test of how progressive they have really become in the days since the time that they had that white supremacist march. So they are reconsidering their housing and their zoning rules and are definitely going to be under the microscope when they do that because of the fact that they had those racist and those very bigoted people go in there earlier. So it's definitely
mm-hmm.
going to be interesting to see how this plays out and definitely what goes on in that regard. So we already know there's going to be some political conversation and things along those lines. So definitely that's one of the other things that we're seeing is that folks are looking at that and trying to figure out how that's going to play out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And you have to be vigilant and keep your eyes open and your ears open. Pay attention to all of that stuff to see how it, you know, don't inject your, I think, injecting I know or, you know, back it up, be able to back it up.
Well, you know, we're going to try an experiment today because I feel like experimenting today. So we're going to try an experiment. I've told you before that I've joined Clubhouse, and sometimes they have interesting discussions going on. So we're going to see if we can actually pull one of these interesting discussions into our show and hear what's going on because I think it was this one about relationships and how they are going on. So this has never been attempted before, so we're going to see if this experiment works or not. So at some point I may ask you, Dean, do you hear the conversation? So we're going to see if this experiment actually works or does not work. So this is a new experiment being attempted on a Straight Talk with Dean and Mark as we try to do interesting conversations. Can you hear the people talking?
Faintly. It's far. It seems like it's far away.
Oh, it's far away.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like if you have a TV or something on in another room, that's what it sounds
okay.
like.
All right, so that experiment failed. So we tried an experiment, the experiment failed. That's what we do here on Straight Talk with Dean and Mark. We try experiments and see if they work. And that particular experiment was a failure. So we tried an experiment. It was a failure. So like I said, that's why we have two people, and we try to see what works and does not work. And that particular experiment was a rapid failure. So we are going to call that one a failed attempt.
Hey, and there's no way to pull anything in here from the studio unless it's pre-recorded. And that's the way
I know that.
Yeah, so it doesn't allow for like a live stream or integration of a pre-recorded anything. You have to set it up totally different and try to get it to work.
Yeah, that's what you have to do on some of the other platforms, like even StreamYard. Even though StreamYard did do something new, you can now do, because I did that on the first show today, because that was a pre-record that I did on Saturday. So you can literally upload a pre-record now on StreamYard, similar to what we do here on Straight Talk. You can literally go in there, record a show, because I actually interviewed Mary Angelo. She is a cabaret singer from up in your neck of the woods around New York, New Jersey. Did that interview, I think it was on Saturday, and we literally at 2 o'clock, my usual time of going on, I had already put it in, and I didn't even have to do anything. All I had to do was, it gave me a status report. It said it's playing, and if I want to go to LinkedIn, I could see it playing just to double check, but it literally was going as it was happening.
Wow, nice.
So they just added that new feature. So that's a new feature that they just added. So if any of y'all are using that to do your work or doing your live streams, you can now do them pre-recorded. You don't have to do them live. So if you've got a busy schedule, if you're on vacation, there's something that's going on, you can literally have that happening as well. So that'll be interesting to see what goes on in that regard. So it'll be interesting to see what it plays. Is it still hot up there in New Jersey? Because like I told you, we got a little bit cooler, but that was over the last couple of days, and that was because of some rain. But I'm just glad that I don't live in India, because apparently there were like some typhoons and some other bad weathers that was in those parts of the world. But how's it going where you are?
No, it's about 81 degrees right now. So
that's
not bad.
I mean, that'd be,
not bad. Last week, you know, we had those tornadoes touch down up here, so it's better than last week, I'll say that.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying about this as well. You know, it's not the 70s, it's not the 60s, but, you know, I'll take the 80s any day over 90s and 100. I don't know about you, but I would take those any day over those temperatures.
Yeah, when it gets hot like that, man, it's unbearable sometimes.
Oh, it is totally unbearable. And all of that. So definitely, if you're good, I'm good with us ending on an hour break and everything, because I don't want to torture myself like I did last week and everything.
Well, you know what? That's cool. And hopefully we can get in touch with some other people. And this is an abbreviated version of the show, a quick one to bring the month of August in. And, you know, I'll send you the information for this one. Possible guest taught herself to read at age 22, but now she's a business owner. She's a advocate for a couple of things, man, and very very interesting. I had a chance to briefly chat with her on Messenger, but very interesting story. When she said learn to read at 22, I was like, well, dang, you know. But to bounce back from not being able to do anything to doing a whole lot of positive things. So I said, you know what? That'd be a person that'll be good for the show. You know what I mean? But, hey, man, you meet people along the way, you know?
I'm good with that, and I've actually got an author that I've been in touch with as well. I was hoping he was going to be available today, but he did tell me he was not available for today, but he would probably be definitely available for the 9th. So I know we've got some exciting guests going all the way up until the Labor Day, because I know you usually take Labor Day off, so I think that this will be an abbreviated version, but we will have full force effect going on from like the 9th, the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th. So we'll have 4 weeks of straight full force impact and all of that. So I'm good with us having full force impact starting on the 9th and all of that. So definitely we can do an abbreviated version, but I already know that this author apparently went through some rough times and, you know, might have even spent some time in gangs and things like that. So he was definitely going through some hard times. So I'm looking forward to hearing his story. And there are some other folks that are in the science and technology space as well.
Okay. Well, then, with that being said, man, y'all make sure to catch us, man, and we go try to line some stuff up for you, and we'll be able to get it done, y'all. It's Straight Talk with Dean and Mark, Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to catch the replays tomorrow afternoon and Wednesday afternoon on the Skyhawk Radio Network. That'll be at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you miss those, we do have replays, and you can find them on Radio Public, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, TuneIn, Stitcher, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, CastBox, PodFollow, Deezer, GeoSaving, and right here on Blog Talk Radio, where we are part of the Level Podcast Network. We can also catch shows such as The Black Girl's Guide to Surviving Menopause, The Chef Gang Radio Show, Funk from the Front Seat, Funk Music with Zach, Learning Unwrapped, Let's K-12 Better, Marketing with Rush, a.k.a. hashtag Rush Selfie, Mona Shaken and Minority Reports, Mullings, Music and Memories with Mark Lee, The Online Dinner Party with Mark Lee, The Plant a Good Seed Podcast, The Reinvention Road Trip, She's on Call, The Just Podcast, The Mark Lee Show, The Spin It Social Hour, Virginia Interfaith Live, WNC Original Music, and of course, Straight Talk with Dean and Mark. Now, like I always say, when you walk outside your front door, it's showtime and the world is your stage. Just make sure that people are not watching the rehearsal. With that being said, it's the six-man Dean Geronimo. Have an outstanding week. We see y'all in 7 days.
We'll see you in 7 days with all kinds of great guests, amazing guests, and I'm looking forward to some great folks. And, of course, we might even find out what new and exciting things that Dean's wife has done to surprise him for the week after his birthday. So they were having great surprises during the birthday time, and I'm just glad that they were having that as they celebrated the July month. But we'll come back with a lot more excitement and a lot more great guests, as I've already got some folks lined up, was hoping for folks lined up this time, but you can be sure they'll be here next week.